For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ashes Sports Takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Song of the day, Good Times Roll by The Cars. 464-56851 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. Once again, your song of the day, Good Times Roll by The Cars. 464-56851 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
Okay, Good Times Roll. It's either Good Times Roll is The Cars' best song or Since You're Gone. It's one of the two.
What about Magic?
That's good.
We love Magic.
Since You're Gone is the best.
I think so.
We love that song. Yeah, that's a great one. But this is great, too.
Does that have the famous line?
Yeah, I took the big vacation.
I just always wonder if that's... Yeah. Did he end it?
Yeah. I took the big vacation. Cars are...
He's depressed the whole
cars
song.
Cars are ridiculous.
Yeah, hey. That's a nice job. On February 1, that's a good February 1 song. That is. Let the Good Times Roll.
Groundhog Day Eve.
Yeah.
Groundhog Day Eve.
A day of renewal.
Yes.
A day of renewal. And you played Good Times Roll. That's a 9.0.
Whoa.
That was really aggressive.
No, that's not real aggressive. I mean, it's a little, I'm tempted to go higher.
This really ties into what Jake has talked about when you talk about songs, whether you like them or not. Immediately, you knew all the words. So right away, your level goes up.
You did a drum solo.
I did drums.
Well,
This is a big difference between this. Look at me.
What were you talking about,
Jake? This is a big difference. That's what I did.
I do guitar solo. Yeah. You did the drum
and then
solo.
And how you're playing the guitar, I don't know who plays it like this.
I played it like
a ukulele or something. I don't know what that was.
Tiny Tim.
I didn't do guitar.
Tiny Tim, very talented.
Tiny Tim guitar.
Tiny Tim.
Right. Is that right?
Tiny Tim play the ukulele. You will not know that because you're too young.
I know who Tiny Tim is.
Do you?
I didn't know he played ukulele, though.
Yeah, had really long hair.
You know who Tiny Tim is?
Yeah, Google that.
Okay.
Anyway.
8-6.
8-6.
Well, you went lower than 6.
8-6.
It's the first time you've gone lower.
It's an excellent song, Jake.
It's an excellent song. And knew all the words right away.
Is that your favorite car song?
What's that?
Oh, you said Since You're Gone's your favorite car song.
We just went over that.
I'm just making
we
sure.
We just covered that again, too. This is like... We're in a haze right now.
Well,
we're quite in a haze right now.
No, he said Since You're Gone. You said you liked it, but you didn't because that was your favorite song.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Okay, Jake, rip off some car songs.
Well, you've already done several. Yeah. Just What I Needed.
Yep. That's a good one,
Magic's
too.
I like Magic. That's my favorite
song.
Really? Yes.
Really?
We have gone over this. I love Magic. Drive by the Cars. That's kind of their slower song. Who's going to drive you home tonight?
How about
Let's
Just
go.
What
Let's
I,
Go?
Do we say Just What You Needed? Just What I Needed?
I just said that.
Okay.
See?
Touch and Go.
We're all in the fog.
Do you remember Touch and Go?
I don't know.
That was off of a Cars album that didn't do as well. Shake It Up.
Yeah. Shake It Up, yep.
Shake It Up's pretty good.
It's pretty solid. Not their top.
Nope. We covered it. Let's cover it. You might think.
You might think. It's
great good, research.
Great job.
Right on my it was a great job.
He's really into
you
it.
Might yeah. think.
You might think. It's a good song.
Yeah.
You might think I'm crazy.
All right. Mailbag. Hit
Let's
it.
Do it. All right. Mailbag starts right now. By the way, the mailbag is sponsored by Modern Woodmen Fraternal Financial. To plan for your financial future and learn about member benefits, get to know your Modern Woodmen representative. Call Sean Erickson today at 402-483-6515 to start the conversation. Modern Woodmen Fraternal Financial. Look at this. Delivery came this morning again. Whoa. From Missing Tooth Greg. He's just bringing his gifts every day. You see this, Sip?
Yeah.
It says the early break
what is
mailbag.
That?
There's questions inside. There's
You're
actually,
kidding me.
There's actually questions inside.
Toothless Definitely. Greg has become like our number one guy.
Yeah.
Check this out. It's got a picture.
That's outstanding.
Yeah. I guess that's you over
He's
there.
He's going apparently. Just, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. He says, yes, Jake, this is a vintage football right
yes.
there.
I'll tell you something about Toothless Greg. He's very creative.
I like it. Yeah, he's been a
huge got a creative
show.
Mind.
He took a shot at you with the mini Bud Light.
He did. Then he made up for it. He gave me a case of Bud Light, which I appreciate.
He was feeling guilty.
Yeah. Well, we got two questions.
All right, from Toothless Greg.
Yeah, he said,
Let's put our heart into this because he puts his heart into entertaining us. Yeah.
All right, Greg says, hey, guys, in 1975, I purchased my first car for $50.
Mm-hmm.
It was a rusty brown 66 Chrysler Town & Country wagon with the fake wood paneling running down both sides. Oh. It was a total POS. Please elaborate on your first car
I can do
and
this.
Those pleasant or painful memories.
I can do this.
I
it was
do
a
this.
Chevy S10. I'll go first because I'm the star of the show, Bill. Chevy S10.
Your name's on it.
Yeah. Yeah, thank
your
you.
Your name's on it.
Yeah, thanks for pointing
Early
that out.
Early break
yeah.
with Sip and Jake.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah.
Chevy
I'm not
S-
on that.
Chevy S10, and it was a little blue Chevy S10. I think we paid $400 for it, and it ran for a long time. I probably had it for 4 years. I came home one day. I didn't want that. I came home one day in a Thunderbird. It was a $400 Thunderbird that my friend had, and I drove it home and said, Dad, I want to get this Thunderbird. It's a big Thunderbird.
How'd that go for you?
I weighed 140 at the time, 5'7", 140. He said, you look like an idiot. You look like an idiot in that thing. You're not getting it. Let's get you a little pickup. And that's fine.
Did you agree with him then?
Oh, I didn't. I mean,
was that harsh?
I mean,
you?
I think it was compensation. I was overcompensating for being a little man. I wanted a big car. So no, but I was happy with the truck. I did. I made a mistake with the truck though. Loaded a keg at the. Yeah. Okay, so loaded a keg in the back, but I put the keg in the very back of the. You know, the back of the pickup, slammed on the brakes. What happened? The keg comes barreling up towards the window, puts a huge dent in the, you know, in the part of the in the part of the pickup right next
that's
to
a
the
great,
back window.
That's a great vehicle. I had a '73 Camaro. It was out that we got for probably about $900, all kind of rusted out.
'73 Camaro.
Here's the best part.
I can't even
the shocks
envision
weren't
it.
Bad, so I didn't even have rims or anything on it, but I still put the air shocks on to jack it up.
Did you rode so rough. Did you put air shocks
air
on
air shocks on so I
you
could jack it
up. You jacked up a '73 Camaro?
Yeah, jacked it up. Whoa. Again, this was for $900, so we did that. We put the extra in, and then the bottom was rusted out, so the exhaust would come through into the car. So when you were driving,
the exhaust
would come into the car. I had a unbelievable stereo like that my brother-in-law Steve Schindler put in had a great stereo.
Steve Schindler.
But I do remember very vividly. We're not going to name names, but a girl I was dating basically from Oakland broke up with me because of my car.
Oh, Jake can associate with that.
Yeah, yeah, it was just, Jake, yeah, it just wasn't. It wasn't.
Jake
up
can
to
relate
speed.
To this.
Sid told me my old car would never get me a girl ever.
So that happened. That happened.
Did you? What was it?
It was a Chevy Cobalt.
Yeah. When we first started the show.
Yeah. This.
When we first started the show, we would show up here in a Chevy Cobalt, and he'd say, "This girl put me in the friend zone." And one time I was like, "Yeah, I'm telling you why these multiple girls are putting you in the friend zone. Yeah. It's that cobalt.
It's the cobalt.
You can't show up."
I was not upset about it because it was when you have a car that's just riding on air shocks and no actual suspension system, and exhaust coming in, you're really kind of handcuffed a little bit.
Well, you are, but and then also you weren't upset because you had multiple options out there. So
yeah, I don't know about that. Again, if there had been a 3-point line, maybe. But they didn't. But there wasn't.
Yeah, you would have averaged 70
again.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, yeah.
Pistol Pete.
Yeah, they used to call me Bill Pete all the time.
Bill Pete. I like that.
No, they called you Big Deal Bill. Another one?
Yeah, this is awesome, Greg. He says, second question, Coach, if you're not incarcerated today, he says that.
Yes.
Wow.
Regarding yesterday's incident. Yes. He said, are you familiar with Sip's phone call rock out west by Shoemaker's Truck Stuff?
Yeah, he should be familiar with it. He's a big part of it. When you yelled at me after the Illinois game in 2021, when you got into me.
Yeah, I wish I broke a bold address again off air. All of a sudden. No football all of a sudden. It's just
I was on that rock when that phone call.
He's got a conversation rock.
No, I did not know that.
West Shoemaker's.
Yeah, you know, okay, Shoemaker's is a truck stop.
Absolutely. Just going to a truck stop is outstanding. The food selection, roller dogs or whatever they have, the pizza.
They do have that.
Absolutely.
Roller dogs are a big part
Dogs are a part of life.
I think they have those. But there's a big rock that I sit on and look out on that cornfield to the west, and I just get away and make some phone calls.
So this is after you're awake from your nap in NBC Suites. Is that right? Then you head out there.
I don't do that anymore.
Gotcha.
Takes the nap, goes and has a conversation on the conversation rock.
No, I didn't know about that.
Conversations. I try to make some phone calls out there.
That's where you go. Okay. Well, there you go. Thank you to Greg for those. I had others. We're out of time.
Greg, thank you.
And he gave us a nice package.
The mailbag, Greg
came in a mailbag.
Greg, look at the glasses I got. These are the ones you gave me. These are the ones I'm using right now. They're bedazzled, and I'm using them.
Outstanding. That was a mailbag that will be never forgotten.
Bring this by next week, Greg. I'll leave it outside for you. So
it's
amazing
he made a mailbag.
Yeah.
With characters of you guys on there.
Remember when he gave me the old style, it had a Pendragon on it. It wasn't just, hey, here's a note. He had a Pendragon. I look upset.
You look pretty angry in that
picture. I look upset. Bill. My hair's very short.
That was
after the onside kick in Ireland.
I was kind of tan. You're hilarious.
When we come back, top of the hour, what's more important, a great coach or a great quarterback? Next, an early break in the Ticket.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.